Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
The Knicks nearly pulled off the biggest upset of the year.
I mean, that's like a big heist, right? I mean, that's the Ocean's 11 type heist.
Of NBA games. Oh,
yeah, you need a lot of stuff, a lot of people playing different roles to come up with an effort that big to take down the beard.
Not Ocean's 8, not Ocean's 12, not Ocean's 13. This was an Ocean's 11 heist.
Yeah, this is Andy Garcia at peak villainy in a kimono.
The Knicks were going to beat a team with a record above 500.
No, they weren't.
And they were about to.
They didn't.
Down by 2 points, 10 seconds left. Knicks have a chance to tie the game or win it with a three. And after the inbounds play, this happened.
Finally at midcourt. Bump by Gordon. Gordon took it away. That's a steal. Here goes the beard with 5 seconds. And a left-hand throwdown. 61.
Rockets Radio Network. Yeah, that's how it ended for the Knicks. They were leading by a point with 30 seconds left to go. Eric Gordon hits a three. They inbound the ball and get it stolen. James Harden goes in for a dunk. His 61st point of the night. The second most points ever for a game at Madison Square Garden. 1 point behind Carmelo Anthony's 62. He ties Kobe Bryant, who had the visiting record all to himself at 61. And the bottom line is this. Not that the Knicks lost. It's not really about the Knicks.
It can be for a minute or two.
Well, really.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
This is the 21st straight game for James Harden with 30 or more points. And we talked about this last week. And now you've listened, you've had a week to digest this. But first of all, 2 weeks ago, we told you James Harden's going to win the MVP. And that was just how it was going to go before.
And I told you
streak,
I didn't care.
He had the big game on national TV against the San Antonio Spurs where he made the big three at the end, and that was it. That was such a big moment. I could tell that moment he's going to win it again. Then he goes on the streak, and now he's won the MVP for a second consecutive time. But if you're thinking about when this 30-point streak is going to end, it ain't going to end. Unless he gets hurt, it ain't going to end, even when Chris Paul comes back, because he's getting so many shots, and he's getting to 30 so easily. I mean, the way things are now, he doesn't matter. He'll take 20, 25 threes a game. That's how the Rockets' offense works. This is not where, well, he's got to work tonight for hoops. No, James Harden's going to take 20 threes a game. He's going to get at least 5 of them. That's 15 points right there. He's going to get to the free throw line at least 12 times a game. That's 10 more points. He just needs 3 layups to get to 30. Think about you when you think about, oh, boy, getting to 30 points is so hard. But then you realize it's not. I make it sound so easy for James Harden because that's what he's done. When you take 20 threes, you're going to make 5 of them. All right? Even as like he did tonight. He was 5 out of 20 from three-point range, 20 out of 23 from the line. Now, he's not always going to score 50 or 60. But 30, it's easy. It sounds so easy when I say he's going to get to 30 every night. How? There you go. It's that simple. 10 points for free throws, 15 points for threes, no matter what. That's all he needs is 5 more points out of that. 5 more points. That's it.
You're talking about 35 or more points in, what, 21 of his last 23 games? I mean, so you're looking at just a ridiculous level of, well, just production overall. I don't want to call it efficiency because certainly it's been anything but in a lot of these games. But you look at overall, when he's taking 30 shots a game and 13 free throws a game during this first 11 games of January, ponder that for a second. Mm-hmm. Right? 30 shots a game and 13 free throws. He makes 12 of those. He's at 12 before you blink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's how it is.
And then the shooting efficiency, 6 out of 17 on average this month. There's your 30. Mm-hmm. 6 three-pointers and his 12 free throws.
Yep.
Doesn't have to take anything inside the arc. No breakaway dunks, no layups, no anything else. I mean, it's just... Eventually, yes, you may have a little bit of a change in terms of the quantity when Chris Paul comes back, but the quality goes up. Right, because you got right, another guy you actually have to pay
Chris
attention.
It's not that Chris Paul's going to suddenly Harden's going to get 10 less shots a game because Chris Paul is back. No, it means Eric Gordon will get less shots and other players will get less shots. James Harden's not getting less shots. It's not going to happen. It just isn't.
Yeah, he was at, what, 23 a month in December. Go back to November, he was at 21. So certainly a spike this month and carrying this team on his back in these high-scoring affairs, because that's the other thing. It's every game's a track meet. There's no low-scoring grinded out to where the shot attempts are suddenly not going to be there. No, the metrics that we talk about, shots per 48 for teams and the number of offensive possessions, those numbers are off the charts, and it's a whole different NBA. We noticed that when we got things started in the second half of October, that it looked different from the outset. How many games, if it's in the mid-90s at this point, or high 90s, one of the teams doesn't crack 100 points. Like, wow, what a great defensive effort.
That would agree.
I want to go back and watch that one. No, so you're seeing these games every night. We're in the 120s and 130s with great regularity across the board. Hell, even crappy teams that go and play. You had Atlanta and Chicago tonight. Atlanta scored 121 points on the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad. Boylan.
And Atlanta stinks.
You know, I told you the Boylan quote. Let's bring it on.
Sure.
You know, the first and third quarters have been a problem for us.
Yeah, that's half the game.
First and third quarters have been a problem for us.
For the Knicks.
Really, that's your summary statement on your efforts?
That's like the Knicks saying, you know, the first four quarters have been a problem for us. Overtime, not as much, but still a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Now, you want to talk about dominance.
Yes.
I'm going to throw this at you
right now.
That's
what I'm always about, buddy.
James Harden tonight became just the fifth player in NBA history to have multiple career 60-point games.
Right? Okay.
Fifth player to have more than one. Many players have one, but just five players have more than one.
One.
All right. So James Harden has two.
Harden, Wilt.
Well, here's the deal. Elgin Baylor has three.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Not bad. Elgin Baylor's got three. No, three. Three. There you go. See, Tyshirt, when I say three, you got
to
say three. You can't say
well,
two.
I'm still trying to get to
he
the James
doesn't
Harden
have 170
two. That
buttons
people.
In there.
People think it's the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Phil Jackson's voice, Marty the Cat, and Mike Francesa. Okay, just you got to real Marty! No, Francesa's not coming in. Yes, he would just fall asleep. It's okay. Phil is still asleep, yes. So, James Harden has two. Not quite there, Mike. Elgin Baylor's got three. Michael Jordan has four 60-point games.
Right.
All right, four. Kobe Bryant has six. Right, so there's your slots two, three, four, and five. Kobe Bryant's got six.
Only six for Kobe?
Only six
wow.
for Kobe.
81
for
only
Jordan.
Counts once.
He needs to come back.
Four for Jordan, three for Elgin Baylor, two for Harden. The most 60-point games is Wilt Chamberlain with 32.
Allegedly, yeah.
32. What do you mean allegedly?
32,000. That adds
but
up.
But that was off the court. 60-point games.
No, 32 is that's a low number for him. 60 is a low number for Wilt. Wilt is up in the tens of thousands.
That's just a Monday night at a hotel.
It's true.
What's this line outside this door for? Just waiting to walk into Wilt's room? Oh!
It's what you call a road trip.
Okay. All right. That's great. Is he dressed like he was in Conan the Barbarian? All right. Great.
Who wants a mustache rod?
Wow, the Conan the Destroyer outfit. I like that.
Are you on gun?
But that's where it's at. Kobe's got six. He's got the second most. Wilt's got 32. 32.
Is he ever going to pass Kobe, though?
For what?
60-point games.
Harden at this rate?
Harden?
Yeah,
yeah he could do
Think
it by
so?
Next week. He's got two already.
Kobe doesn't play the Knicks for
Kobe's
a little
got
bit.
Six. Doesn't matter. He's got games against the Suns coming up, I'm sure.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He could get six this year. 60-point game.
Just look how close he's
that's
been,
no,
though,
think
right?
about that.
You got a 57-point game, a 58 game, and a 59-point mm-hmm. game. That's in the last 9 days.
32.
How many 50-point games will he have the rest of the season?
Another.
How many more?
What, seven?
Oh, more than that.
Plus.
Are you kidding?
10 plus.
You'll have at least 10 50-point games.
But yeah, I wonder what the prop bet is
10.
On that.
Oh, I mean, that. This is the year that he's having. If you wanted to bet, and I'm being serious, if you wanted to bet James Harden 30 or more points in every game the rest of the season, Todd Furman from Fox Sports 1's Lock It In told us last week
50 to 1.
Odds would be about 50 to 1.
Yep.
I'd put money down on that in a second. Are you kidding? 50 to 1? How is he ever going to?
I think you just extrapolate the, you know, somewhere in the second quarter, he has a Steph Curry moment where his legs slip out from under him.
Well,
or
that's
something
the only,
happens,
and
right?
You can't really bank on health.
No,
and
but you have to put something in there in terms of your algorithm.
But you realize there's also going to be games where he's going to sit out. If it, you know, he's exhausted, it's the second night of back-to-backs, he's going to sit out because they want to keep him fresh. So there are going to be games where that happens. But barring an injury, how's it going to happen? Because if they blow a team out, he's going to score 30. They're not going to blow a team out without him scoring at least 30, right? That's not going to happen. Now, they get blown out. At this point, the streak is a living, breathing organism. It's James Harden. Mike D'Antoni, this is how they play offense. If they're getting blown out, they will make sure to leave James Harden in until he gets 30 points. And then they'll take him out. All right, we're losing. It's 120-80, but James got to his 30. Now you're coming out of the game. They will make sure, because when do you take him out of a game? After the fourth quarter, right? He's getting to 30 points by halftime now. He's getting there right at halftime. So let's say you take him out at the end of the third quarter because it's a blowout. He's still going to be over 30. He'll be at 40 by that point. That's really what it's going to be.
In his streak, he has one game of 32 points. That's the one we talked about a little bit earlier, the 125-113 win over Denver. He played 40 minutes, went 7 of 18 from the field, 12 of 15 from the free throw line, but had 6 three-point shots. There's your average, right? 6 three-point shots, 12 free throws made, 32 on the night for him. Otherwise, you're looking at 35 or more points every game of this streak.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is a very pressure-free Super Bowl for me. And I'm going to say why, and you're going to go, but what? Oh, because you have two outcomes. Rams win, Patriots win. Obviously, Rams win. It's great for us because we petitioned to get Super Bowl rings because Eric Dickerson came on our show and said inflammatory things about Jeff Fisher. That embarrassed him, got Jeff Fisher fired. The Rams have Sean McVay as a result, and we should get rings. I picked the Rams to go to the Super Bowl earlier this year. I'm good.
You're feeling
Rams
good
win,
about
I'm
it.
Good.
Yeah, sure.
But what's the other side? Patriots win. First of all, I've now seen this hundreds of times. I've seen the Patriots win so many big games, I can't even remember. All they do is win. All they do is win and go to AFC Championship games and go to Super Bowls. All they do is win. So I've seen it 1,000 times. So it's really not that big a deal.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Sure.
But here's the big one. Patriots win. Tom Brady says, goodbye, everybody.
See, I don't think he does.
Goodbye. Goodbye. See ya. I'm going. I'm leaving.
Hey, Robert Kraft was energetic and wistful, talking to Michael Strahan on Good Morning America.
Because he knows it's
over.
He wants
him back for another year.
Of course he wants him back. What are you going to say? I don't want Tom Brady back? Now we're going to move
on. I
want
my Brady back. No, he's going to be ready to come back.
Kraft, Brady back. So just think about the situation. Here are the Patriots, and I've told you the last year of the Patriots dynasty. It's just going to end later than I thought it was. It could end with a Super Bowl victory instead of the AFC Championship game. But okay. He wins. He's got 6 Super Bowls now, right? I mean, that's it. I mean, what else do you need?
7.
He knows.
The joy of
you
7.
Could, but is this Patriots team, as you see it, a team that is built for long-term success considering the young teams that are up and coming in the NFL? Is this built for long-term success like the Chiefs are built for it? Is it built for it like the Rams are built for it? They're not. You're going to see Rob Gronkowski is just about at the end, and he's done, and there's no way he's back next year. I can't believe the Patriots even bring him back because Belichick would get rid of guys. They don't have the wideouts they had. They don't have the defense that they had. This is a team that is going to be scotch tape and bubble gum for the next couple of seasons. Is this a team that can still win the Super Bowl? Yeah, maybe. Maybe, but is it more than likely a team that's going to win this year and this is it? We bookend the Patriots dynasty with a Super Bowl win over the Rams in 2001 and a Super Bowl win over the Rams in 2019. It's more than likely that that is the case, that this is really it for the Patriots, because as much as they're superhuman, this year was a struggle. We overcame so much. This is not a great Patriots team. They're really, really good. And Belichick is a phenomenal head coach who outcoached Andy Reid in the AFC Championship game, and that's why the Patriots are where they are. But going out on top and not being someone who's chasing rings, Brady also knows he's closer to the end than he thinks he's. He knows he's not playing at the level that he was at last year, the year before. They win, he retires.
But you look at him the last couple of weeks. little different, right? After working with Tom House, his QB mechanics guru, and well, the week off certainly helped. You go through and you look at the shift of this team. They were a top 10 defense. And yes, Sam, in theory, is going to be better. But now you got Gase and Kenny Loggins. See, I didn't even get a response from you now.
Well, because you said we've done the Loggins and Messina thing.
Well, you know what? It's a new audience. Always changing.
That's true.
Maybe, so
you think Loggins and Messina are now listening again?
Well, they might be.
Okay.
Maybe Kenny Loggins follows you.
All right.
I don't know.
Wow, I got to look at that.
How about that? But the idea being that you still, I mean, Miami, come on. They're still the dregs. Buffalo will be better. They've got a good defense, and I like some of the pieces you've got. Foster, Zay Jones, if he can stay on the straight and narrow and continue his path from the second half, and then you look at they'll fix the running game. That's fine. But overall, in the AFC, you mentioned the Chiefs. Okay. You know you can out-coach Andy Reid.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Sam, Adam Gase, and the Wild Eyes.
I think you'll be able to take care of him, too.
But let's just say...
And look, you've already been coaching against Adam Gase for years.
But you win this year, and then let's say next year it just doesn't work out. You lose to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
Okay.
Now, okay, another year is coming, and the team is still a little bit not quite as good as it was the year before that. Now you're back and you're chasing a ring and you're playing until you retire again.
No, but you reconstitute this team. You started it already this year. Gronkowski more blocking, not as much downfield. You're dealing with the injuries and you navigated that. You got to figure out what you're doing with Edelman. You drafted Sony Michel. You've got Burkhead. You've got James White. You've got a running back triad that helps keep that offense moving. That offensive line wasn't bad. So you need one or two pieces on the outside, which is what we say about this Patriots team every year. You need one or two guys on the outside. Gronkowski goes into this good night. So long as you got Belichick and Brady and they can agree to coexist, which is your $1 million question of what's real. Well, but what's real, what's imagined behind the scenes, right? The guys talking out of school, all 12 of them. They seem to cobble things together pretty well this year, and the love fest continues.
Let me just ask you this.
I know you want Sam Darnold to rule the world.
No,
I know.
Well, it's going to happen. But let me just ask you this.
Sure.
You see this Patriots team right now.
Yep.
Is this a team you can say right now, this moment in time, if I said yes or no, they win the Super Bowl next year, or they make it back to the Super Bowl next year, are you more than likely to say yes or no?
I'm more likely to say if I have as constituted today.
Right now, everything is as it is right, knowing that there's going to be change in the offseason, knowing what you think is going to happen to the team is not going to happen.
Then fine.
Yes or no? Are you think they're more than likely to make it back or more likely to not make it back?
I would still say that we would be looking at the same old formula, so sure.
No, you're just a hater.
That's really what it comes down to at this point, right? You hate my points. You hate me.
No,
but
come on.
But you look at the division,
like
still going to stink overall.
Well, sure.
In theory, the Colts will be better.
You're right.
Right?
Colts will be better.
So
Chiefs
they've
still
got a lot
really
of money
good.
To spend and whatever else.
Chiefs will be good. Chargers will be good still.
Chargers should be fine. Phillip Rivers will be full underhand.
Raiders
next year.
Will stink.
Yes.
Titans will be around.
Look, the Raiders decided they couldn't even play in whatever the home game is, and I use the air quotes. And they had to take the Bears and make that the London game so they didn't have to be embarrassed by Khalil Mack all over suddenly chesty Derek Carr.
Yeah, so you got the Browns will be the Browns. The Bears will miss a kick. I mean, all right, you're looking at what...
But just go throughout the AFC, though.
Well, you just blew right past
I have to, for my own health. There's 8 Pro Bowlers out there in Orlando.
Wait, they missed a kick?
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. See if we pull that audio so we can hear it. Apparently, it was a big deal.
You know what?
Ago.
I had one of those Men in Black... flashy things special ordered. I don't remember.
Will you please put your eyes right
just,
here?
Here's the time frame. Can you set a control dates? I just need to lose this 20 minutes that, you know, will pain me forever.
You know, that's one of the scenes that I always, like, no matter how many times I see a movie, I laugh at it. Like I tell you, the putting on the Ritz scene with young Frankenstein
sure.
and everything else. When he's shaking the hell out of the dog trying to get to it's Tony Shalhoub. Come on, Frank. And he's just shaking him up, trying to get him to say stuff. And the dog won't. And you see the dog's head moving. It's absolutely hilarious.
See, now you're replaying it in your head. It's a beautiful thing.
So you think the Patriots are more than likely to win this?
Just keep coming back. So all of you that have tried to bury them for half a decade,
I see
that you still have to have this same song and dance, and we get to do this again next January.
No, this is going to be it. Brady wins. He walks off and says, "I got it."
James Harden's streak will still be going for 30-point games, and the Patriots will be back again.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up next, speaking of the Patriots, they absolutely get worked today. Absolutely 100% get demolished. Now, when you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And finally, today something happened I could watch on a loop over and over and over again. A Jets-Patriots clash that clearly goes the Jets' way. 100%. You've seen it. Was this battle won by the Jets or the Patriots?
Wait, time out.
This physical battle on a football field.
I think he cheated.
I thought
it was an illegal hit.
I thought the loop you were talking about was James Harden's highlights.
There is that. We certainly do have that. It's the anniversary of the Iron Sheik and Hulk Hogan.
Oh, this is the birth of WWF.
Yeah, but that's fake.
Hey!
Oh, Harmon's going to fight you. But we'll have more on James Harden and his 61-point night coming up in 10 minutes. But today at the Pro Bowl, Jet safety Jamal Adams signing autographs in what was probably a setup moment, but was still pretty cool nonetheless. I put it out on Twitter at How About a Fresca. You can see it. Jamal Adams signing autographs, stops in the middle, says to fans, "I got to go hit that mascot." And he runs about 25 feet, leaps in the air, and completely levels the Patriots mascot.
I'm gonna go knock this mascot out.
I'm gonna go knock
this mascot out. And then he runs up and hits him.
And he yelled, "You got knocked the..."
Yeah, look at Pat Patriot. Oh, what happened? That's why Tom Brady's going to retire after the Super Bowl, because he knows that's what's waiting for him next year. Oh,
see, I made a WWE reference, and immediately we go to the Jamal Adams taking out Pat the Patriot.
Taking him out.
I love how Adams treated it like it was a real game. Barely touched a defender, huh?
Now, obviously.
Now, one of the things you can do in Orlando, though, you can go get autographs of all your favorite stars and maybe see them take somebody out.
Yeah. And see them take the Patriots mascot
out.
That?
He had a
chance. That's more hitting than you'll see on Sunday.
To do America a favor, Jason. And he didn't.
Was Brady in there? I mean, if Brady was
inside Stone
there.
Cold!
There's only one way to
Stone
find
cold!
Out. You hit him hard.
He gave him the Stone Cold Stunner, and that was it.
He leaped, he hit him high, and Pat Patriot went down for the count. Now, I'm pretty sure this was set up beforehand, because that would be pretty dangerous to have Jamal Adams run. I'm just going to go tackle that guy.
He's got a padded suit.
I'm just going to go hit that guy.
He's all right.
No, he turned out to be okay, but I mean, you can't just run around.
That's a couple of autographed balls at a minimum.
All the high fives he was getting at practice from he hits him and then he goes into whatever
drill he's
doing.
Hey, none of us can hit him or beat them, so let's high five on the Pro Bowl.
Living vicariously through Jamal Adams is every other NFL fan in the world.
Did you start writing him a fan letter? Dear Jamal.
Dear G, you're awesome. Thanks so much.
You're now my favorite player.
Oh, I have
suspended all my crazy rules about jersey wearing to buy one of yours.
But let's be honest. Haven't you always wanted to tackle a mascot?
Oh, there's no question.
Haven't you always wanted to tackle a mascot? I mean, haven't
you? Always wanted to be a mascot, but also to tackle one. I really thought about becoming, show me your lightning bolt.
Oh, becoming
Boltman.
He
just wanted too much.
Boltman.
Yeah, Boltman wanted too much. Why isn't he been sued by Duffman?
Yeah, but Boltman... Boltman is tough to tackle because he's got the shoulder pads and the helmet. I mean, you want to tackle something that's like soft, that you land on, and it's like, okay. Like, is it weird that I've always wanted to tackle Otto the Orange?
No.
Your orange mascot. He's just so squishy and wavy and smiling. I want to leap and just, pin him to the ground.
Really?
Boom!
I bet you want to pin Gritty to the ground too, huh?
No, Gritty, I'd be scared. Gritty would like pull out a tire iron or something.
No, Gritty, I need to have some tests done before
I play with his beard.
I'm going there.
I'd want to do that.
His crazy eyes.
And I would want to box with Mr. Met.
So I get really close to the face, just go, and he's just backing up going, doof, 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 doof.
No, really, you just want to go and we need to do that this
just
year.
Like that.
We need to go on a road trip and harass Mr. Met to get him to flip us off too.
I don't think you have to harass him. I think he'll just do
Can
it.
Can we just ask?
Hey, Mr. Met, will you flip me off? Yeah,
Jason
sure,
has
here you
him
go.
On speed dial.
Just saying, we should pull that off. I mean, that'd
Mr.
be a
Met
good
can
promo
answer a
for
phone?
The video component.
He
of
can't answer a phone, Mr. Met. He's got those four fingers. Which, oh, by the way, you can't flip somebody off if you have four fingers. I'm sorry. You don't have a middle finger.
Buddy, just go with it.
But say, you don't have a
the
middle finger.
The intent was still there.
Technically, it's not a middle finger.
I understand
flip-off.
That, but the intent.
The biggest
is the
Mets
same.
Highlight in last century.
That really was kind of
Stop.
A big deal.
Went to the World Series three
That's
years
a long
ago.
Time ago
There's
now.
No proof.
I'm going to be saying that for the next 25. We went to the World Series back in 15. Yeah, but it's 2055 now. I know, but we went. We
we'll
just
be two
went
old men yelling
ago.
At each other on the radio.
We'll be like the two judges in the Muppets on the... At the end.
I like that.
Tell you what, should we order pizza tonight or should we have chicken? I don't know. This show is very late. I need to take a nap.
I like that.
That's what I have to do. You and I would have to do it where we alternated hours because like, I have to go to sleep for
You'd
a while.
Be sitting in the balcony.
Wake me up in 45 minutes.
Buddy,
and talk
that's
and you'll
seemingly
sleep.
A winning formula for certain members of our media brethren to fall asleep when they're at live events or in their studio.
24, 25, 26.
That's only one of them.
27.
The other guy we quote a lot on the show has done is nodded off a few times.
28.
Layoff.
The week.
29, 30.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Now, here's an idea for something that's going to make everybody money.
Okay, good. I like that. How NFL, does it make? It's going to make us money too.
NFL. Well, yeah.
Okay.
NFL players in the octagon against radio and TV hosts.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Derek Carr, current, possibly not future quarterback of the Oakland Raiders.
Maybe that's what precipitated
any,
some of this.
Or any Raiders franchise. Yeah. Was not happy with something that Max Kellerman said on TV on ESPN today about how Carr not being the long term answer in Oakland, and Carr was someone that has really stopped trying to achieve. Derek Carr puts out on Twitter, at UFC and at Dana White, hey, how do I challenge a couple of these clowns on TV to a fight? Where pro athletes can challenge some of these people to an octagon fight until they give us an answer. You don't know me. Stop lying. Now, I think that could work.
It's pretty good.
You got Carr and Max Kellerman. You'd have me and Baker Mayfield, or would you have me and Colin against Baker Mayfield? It would be like a 2-on-1.
Oh, well, if we get our tag team and six-man.
No, it can't be 10.
Battle Royales.
Look.
Next level right there.
Baker Mayfield was upset with Colin on his show. He was upset with me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
No, so now it's going to be Colin and I fighting Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
And the Tiger. Don't forget the Tiger.
No, there's no...
Baker gets a Tiger with him.
Well, Derek Carr's follow-up was... Say what you want, but don't question somebody's character as a man if you don't know them. Our job as NFL athletes is try to leave the game better for the next generations. So let's start an octagon business to give some accountability to these kind of people. Wink emoji, laughing, crying emoji, and then a fist emoji.
Derek Carr should be happy everybody's getting his name right at this point. You know, here's the thing. I wouldn't do well in an octagon. I'd have to be guaranteed a lot of money up front if I'm going to do it.
Well, that's the whole point. If there's no payday, why bother?
I mean, I couldn't do it. It would be difficult. But I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I mean, I would if the money was right. I mean, sure, of course I would do it. Why not?
Give me a month to train. I'm in. Let's go.
Baker Mayfield.
Maybe two.
Baker Mayfield's not that tall. He's only a tiny bit taller than me, so that's okay. So I might be all right for
a couple.
He would
kick your ass.
Yeah, he would, but I might be okay for a couple of minutes.
Minutes?
Yeah, well.
Minutes are...
I might be okay.
Yeah, those,
well, it depends
yeah,
on the strategy.
There.
If he kind of runs at me, I can do the whole thing. Look,
well, if you're in the octagon, you got nowhere to go.
No, but I could do the whole Ronda Rousey thing. When did Ronda Rousey start losing? When people decided, I'm going to let everybody else just use up their energy and survive the first couple of minutes, and then they wear down, they're exhausted. Then I go at them. That's how Ronda Rousey lost. That's what I do with Baker Mayfield.
The only way you win that match
is
if the winner gets unlimited horse burgers.
Oh.
Well, that would be a motivational. But in theory, he got enough of a guaranteed purse. Unless he got his jaw busted, he'd already have enough money to get the horse meat burgers. The other part of this, how about we just say it's drop the mic? So you actually have to say it to the guy's face. Because that's the other thing athletes oftentimes say, you wouldn't say it at my face. All right, here it is. Now you're in an octagon. No, you're not fighting, but you have microphones.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's pretty easy to say something in somebody's face now because if you throw a punch at them, you know, you'll be sued and you'll lose a lot of money.
No, but that's the rider on this is if it does go south, too bad. You open your mouth.
That's pretty south.
So we call it run your mouth.
I would just
is the show run your mouth and then potentially you get beaten down. The door is locked on the cage. We can hire Ric Flair, who's just yelling "woo" at the side the whole time. I mean, it's good.
Don't let me out! Let me out! Woo! Let me out!
You're stuck now, baby.
People would watch it though.
I'm telling you.
Would watch.
Let's go.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
It was yesterday after the votes for the Baseball Hall of Fame came down. We found out that Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds were both up now near 60% voting-wise. So they're 15% short of where they need to get to be selected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Alex Rodriguez went on ESPN earlier today, host of, it was on Sunday Night Baseball now, and he said, oh yeah, if Roger and Barry get in, hey! That's good news for the kid.
Well, look, Molly, I don't have a vote, but what I will tell you is the greatest single pitcher I've ever seen in my life that I played with and against is Roger Clemens. And the same goes for Barry Bonds. I mean, both of these guys played into the mid-40s. They loved the game. They both had incredible work ethic. Obviously, we know the elephant in the room, but what I will tell you is I've never seen a better hitter, baseball player, and I've never seen a better pitcher than those two.
What is your feeling about those who have been associated
Stay
with PED
off
use
the
in this era
oh, sorry.
Stay being omitted the from the Hall weed. Of Fame? Do you think it should be automatic disqualification? Do you think it should be ignored? How do you judge? How do you measure whether a guy is a Hall of Famer when they've been associated with those things?
I mean, Steven, you're asking the wrong person. Of course, I want them to get in because that would mean that I have an opportunity to get in one day.
So there you go.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Of course I want them to get in because that would mean I have an opportunity to get in one day. And I got news for you. A-Rod's getting in the Hall of Fame. Look, you just may have to wait a little while because as we've seen, look, I disagree with the strategy of, well, I'm going to protest for a few years on Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens because of the whole performance enhancing drug scandal and the Mitchell report. But I'll start voting for him in a couple of years. Now, these guys were polling down near 20-25% when they first became eligible. Now they're up to 60. They'll eventually get to 75 by their final year, and they'll be in. Alex Rodriguez will be in as well, and it won't take him as long. Number one, because he is rehabbing his image right now. As we see, he's one of the most respected baseball analysts on the planet. I didn't think he could wind up being the voice of baseball because of his past and how much, you know, how polarizing he was, but look what he's doing now. He's one of the most respected members of the media.
He's dating J-Lo.
And he's
dating,
I
was going to add, but, you know, Frostberg felt compelled because he's searching it on his phone, but Jennifer.
From the guy who gets the big booty video up on his computer every time we talk about
J-Lo. Don't throw that shade my way, Harmon. That's all you, baby.
A third man in, that's all.
Is it open on your computer right now?
No, it's not.
I bet it is.
It's not.
I bet it is.
Let's see, we got Alex Rodriguez reports. We got an email. We got the Ramit from Elton John. Ticket prices.
He's doing his big
I'm
sorry tour now as a member of the media. More time has passed because once we forgive Bonds and Clemens, we're going to forgive Alex Rodriguez.
Well, the other
A-Rod's
part with
going to get in.
But the other part with A-Rod is, was he ever considered to be the jerk that the other two was? No. You might not have known a lot about Alex Rodriguez. You might have just made some assumptions. Just saying, oh, he's got the guy with the big contract and whatever. But he was never the standoffish guy. He's never the angry guy that Clemens and Bonds have been throughout their career. So he's already at a plus there. Add some silly videos of, hey, are you that guy? The thing that was went viral 3 or 4 days ago, sitting in a waiting room. Are you that guy? You know, the guy dating Jennifer Lopez. Nah, you can't be that guy. I mean, there's a lot of that going on. So you get some love there and you know, the stories about them and their family, whatever else. He might be the guy that actually leads them in to the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. When you talk about just the change in the voting electorate here for the next couple of years with the way the media is churned at this point.
I don't know that he's going to get in before. I think Clemens and Bonds will get in because they'll hit the end of their run, and then it's going to be A-Rod, and he'll get in easier. I think they'll grease the skids for him, and A-Rod gets in. Maybe not the first time because people have, but the second or third time, A-Rod gets in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.